Welcome to another bonus episode of Calm History, an extra treat for my Soak Plus members. This is my second episode about the baseball legend Jackie Robinson. The first one I did was archive episode number 8. In that prior episode, I summarized the struggles and successes of Jackie Robinson as a professional baseball player from 1945 and on. But in this episode, I'll summarize the struggles and successes of Jackie Robinson as a young man in high school, college, and the military, all of which occurred before 1945. Be prepared for another episode showing how Jackie Robinson faced the constant challenges of segregation and racism, including multiple arrests and a trial. But once again, he triumphs in the end. In the near future, I'll take both of these episodes about Jackie Robinson and stitch them together into a 1-hour extended bonus episode for my Soak Plus members. So stay tuned for that. But for now, lean back, close your eyes, and settle into my time machine of tranquility. I hope this episode distracts and relaxes your overactive brain squirrels. The early struggles, multiple arrests, and shocking trial of the baseball legend Jackie Robinson. On January 31st, 1919, Jack Robinson, later to be called Jackie Robinson, was born in the state of Georgia. About a year later, he moved to Pasadena, California, with his mother and 4 siblings. Jack Robinson's mother worked various odd jobs in Pasadena to support the family, while little Jack struggled to be accepted within the mostly white neighborhood. During high school in Pasadena, he excelled in football, basketball, track and field, tennis, and of course, baseball. After high school, he attended a local junior college and continued to play multiple sports. He was such an impressive athlete in junior college that local sports writers highlighted him in newspapers. And this is when Jack Robinson begins being called Jackie Robinson. The nickname was created and widely utilized by sports writers, which begs several questions. Question number 1. Where did the sports writers get this nickname from? It wasn't from his family members. He was always called Jack by his mother and siblings, and also by his future wife. It wasn't from Robinson himself. There is significant evidence that he always wrote his name as Jack Robinson. And this includes during high school, junior college, and even later in the military, the baseball minor leagues, and all of his letters to family and friends. Question number 2. So why did the sports writers call him Jackie instead of Jack? Almost all of the sports writers at this time were white, so it could have been for one of 2 reasons. The first possibility is based on the prejudices of these sports writers. Adding the letters IE or Y to the first name of a black adult was a way to insult them, to make them seem more childish and less civilized. It's similar to the insult of calling a black male adult boy. The second possibility is based on the prejudices of the readers. The sports writers knew that many of their white readers felt threatened by the rise of Black Americans in sports, as well as in other fields. So they may have tried to decrease this perceived threat while adding a subtle tone of racism by changing Jack to Jackie. Question number 3. Did this happen to any other Black American baseball players? Yes. Richard Allen was another great Black American baseball player who was called Richie by the media. He made this statement in 1964. "I don't know how the name Richie started. It makes me sound like I'm 10 years old, but I'm 22. An attempt was also made on the legendary Black American baseball player, Roberto Clemente. The press often referred to him as Bobby Clemente. And now for the fourth and final question. Did Jack Robinson fight against this nickname or embrace it? Well, neither really. He didn't openly fight against it because he was afraid it would reinforce the prejudice that Black Americans were nothing but angry troublemakers. He also didn't use the name Jackie in situations unrelated to being a famous baseball player. But later, in the major leagues, when he was widely known in the media as Jackie Robinson, yes, he would sign his name that way for his fans. Okay, let's return to Robinson's time in college. While playing football for his junior college, Robinson fractured his ankle. This injury would continue to plague him later, and also be relevant to his upcoming incident in the military. Another situation occurred while Robinson was at his junior college. On January 25th, 1938, he was arrested for interfering with the police. A Black friend of his was being detained by the police, and Robinson vocally disputed it. In the end, he received a 2-year suspended sentence, but it didn't dampen his determination to speak up or act up in the face of injustice, which will lead to his second arrest, along with his prosecution and trial. That was just a tasty nibble of my newest bonus episode. You can peek in the episode notes to learn more about it. If you are a Silk Plus member, then you'll find the full-length version of this bonus episode waiting for you in the bonus podcast. If you're not a Silk Plus member, then you can easily become one by using the link in the episode notes or by going to silkpodcasts.com. You are now just a small hop away from accessing this bonus episode and over 400 additional episodes, all free for a limited time. That there are a lot of episodes to feed your restless brain squirrels. Nom nom, nom nom nom.